AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's post-State of the Union tour takes him to Tampa, Florida today.
Now, you may have seen we had a little bit of a spirit debate at the State of the Union.
The president pointed out what he said in the State of the Union address about some Republicans in the Senate, including Florida's Rick Scott, who've talked about sunsetting Social Security and Medicaid.
Look, I know that a lot of Republicans, their dream is to cut Social Security and Medicare. Well, let me say this. If that's your dream, I'm your nightmare.
The Biden administration says the balloon from China shot down off the Carolina coast was equipped to collect intelligence signals and was part of a huge military-linked aerial spy program that targeted more than 40 countries. In the Senate, Louisiana Republican John Kennedy says President Biden has been lying by omission.
The president has left the impression that if someone in Montana had not spotted the balloon and called CBS, and CBS didn't print the story, that the White House would never have told us.
The balloon flew from Alaska to the Atlantic Ocean. Geir Pedersen at the UN says more than 20,000 people have now died from the powerful earthquake in Turkey and Syria.
There are still too many people who are under the rubbles in freezing cold.
The number of deaths surpassed the toll of a 2011 earthquake off Fukushima, Japan, that triggered a tsunami, killing more than 18,000 people. Her chief of staff says Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig, a Democrat, was assaulted in her Washington apartment building, suffering bruises in an attack the chief of staff says did not appear to be politically motivated. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman, who had a stroke during his campaign last year, is in a Washington hospital after feeling lightheaded while attending a Democratic retreat. His office says initial tests don't show evidence of a new stroke. It's been a roller coaster ride up and down throughout the day on Wall Street. This is AP News. More than 200 prisoners from Nicaragua are headed to the U.S. after a negotiated release.
Family members and a former diplomat say the inmates, considered by many to be political prisoners of the government of Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega, are on their way to Washington after an apparent bilateral arrangement. Arturo McFeels, a former diplomat, says the State Department has confirmed the large group were put on a plane to Washington early Thursday. It's a massive freeing of the prisoners seldom seen, McFeels says, crediting the families for never letting up the pressure. Berta Vajay, the wife of Nicaraguan opposition leader Felix Maradiaga, says the State Department told her that her husband was on the plane. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Dozens of children are stuck in orphanages across Haiti, unable to leave the country and start new lives with adoptive parents because a U.S. policy change has unleashed a rush of passports at Haiti's main immigration office. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.